Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So now you got racists blaming each other. You got police blaming the people blaming the police. You got parents blaming children, children blaming parents. When are we going to seek his face? When are we going to turn?
That's the very man that the Lord showed me that was going to be, you know, that he wanted to be there. And it's not about us. It's about God bringing justice. Do you know God cares about people that are being treated unjustly in your community? He cares about, believe it or not, even though men look like it, they may not even care, God cares. He cares that it's you that gets pulled over all the time. It's only your neighborhood that gets patrolled, or it's, you know, people just not paying attention to you, but they paid attention to the rich guy, you know, or the rich lady, and that type of thing. And so God is into justice. And that's why I cry out for mercy so much, because I know, like, Lord, forgive me, help me. And so, so I saw that take place before it took place. And so it took place. And it's so exciting to be able to have it. Look how welcoming. You're looking at, you know, former Congressman Jeff Miller, who was, you know, helping us come through the VFA crisis that was going, the VA crisis that was going on. And you had Pastor Ted Traylor of All the Baptist Church, yes, and Pastor Joey Rogers of Pace Assembly of God. And that place was packed out.
Bay Center.
And they were just saying, thank you for putting a man, a godly chief like David Alexander, mm-hmm, into the office. And I remember the mayor was there that day. The reason why I'm saying this is because that was the day I had to proclaim that word. And I was asked to go to pray over Chief Alexander when he was put into office. And I wish I had that part. I don't have that. But to pray over him and God led me to pray over the city. But he showed me what was going to happen prior to that. And that's when the mayor introduced him, and the mayor put him in and as the just a few months ago, yeah, as the chief of police. And everybody in that place. Oh, I wish I had this. Hopefully, if we do have it, we'll go there now.
Chief, could you come up here for a moment? Chief and I had the privilege of working together as law enforcement and with the father and son camping trips and in the community. And he asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Because this is an event. This is an event. But he has a responsibility ahead of him that I really believe the Lord's showing me is pretty intense. And we just want to pray that God would just bless him with the wisdom and the grace that he needs for that. Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is and the excellent law enforcement and the community-minded, Father God. And he's just been here for us in so many ways. Lord, we just want to say we're grateful for his labor, for his family's sacrifice. But Lord, we just bless him right now. Dear God, we call out to heaven, God, and ask for wisdom. Lord, we call out, Lord, where so many people are being political. Lord, help us just to be right. Help us to be just. Help us to be fair. Open our eyes, God, that we can know how to treat each other fairly, Father God. Lord, help us not to lay this whole burden on the chief, but help us to walk with him, Lord God, as a community, Father God. Show us, Lord, how to be community again, Father God. Lord, we bless him from the crown of his head, the soles of his feet. We bless his staff. Yes. And we bless all the law enforcement officers that labor with him. Yes. We just pray for unity, yes, and agreement, yes, and just a new heart, Lord, over the department, Lord, and in a new way, God. And we thank you for everything that's happened to this point, but we just bless him from this point forward, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Amen. 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 Praying over the city, the Lord laid on my heart last night that difficult days are ahead for America and possibly our community. And our law enforcement's taking the brunt of it. You know, and I was there for 10 years. And he's been there for 30 years. And we got to figure out how to stand together. And, but the Lord showed me last night, I was praying about what to pray about, and he showed me in his dream where the law enforcement was having to take on large groups of people that were coming against authority. And they were having to defend us in that. And it was pretty intense. But I believe if we cry out to God now before it happens, He can stop it and it won't happen. And so I just want to pray for the city and for the Gulf Coast. Father God, Lord, You said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God. And we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to You. God, help us to walk justly before each other and before You. Forgive us, Lord, where we have sinned against You. Prevent the evil that would want to happen to our land and to our property and to our people. Help us to see everyone created in Your image and Your likeness, God. God, teach us how to be fair, God, in everything, Father God. And above all, Lord God, forgive, Lord, the church. Forgive us for not playing our role in the community and society, God. Help us, Lord, to do better at that, God. We pray, Lord, prevent all harm from this city. Bless our mayor. Bless our city council. Bless our commission. Bless, Lord, we pray, the Gulf Coast and our chief. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everybody in the on Sanders Beach in Pensacola, Florida, the place was packed out. It was a packed house. And when I went to bless the chief, and I asked everybody in the city, would you raise your hands? Everybody raised their hands, except a few people. But the place was packed out.
Yeah.
And they raised their hands towards him. They were so grateful to be able to have him as the chief of Pensacola Police Department. And we blessed him. He's a blessed man.
Yeah, he is.
But I had to give that word. And I'm telling you, I was like, I didn't want to give that word, but I had to give the word. And the word was, and you could go back and we'll make it available to you. Maybe they just did make it available. But I prophesied, the seat of evil's coming down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. And I did it. That's what the word was. And I delivered it, and it shockwaves hit immediately within 48 hours. I can't say what happened, but something happened, and maybe a little bit later something else happened. Yeah. And God immediately began to shift things. As soon as that word was released, you have to activate the word. You have to speak those words out that God's given. You can't just think it. You got to speak it out, and it began to. And we're seeing now, abortion's coming down. Mm. You have people crying out in the streets the day after a pro-life president gets in office saying, we still want to kill our children. It's like, is that what you're really saying? And because reports are that women who wanted to go and join that march, who are for women's rights and for women's health and all these different things, they were told they can't sponsor it and they
couldn't be a part of it.
Couldn't be a part of it. And some reports are because they were a pro-life. They were against abortion, but they're for women. Just being against killing a child in a womb is not being against women. It's being for that woman, baby in that woman's womb.
That's right.
So it's not against that's women. Right. It's for women. Half the babies you figure are women. And so that's 50 million, right? So
50 million.
So 25 women have been killed in the womb.
25 million.
Yeah, 25. Over 50 million is taking place. And so they're marching in the streets. What days have we come to where people are marching in the streets and saying, you know, let us kill our children. We had a program on just in January. You may have saw it if you're watching our program. It's called Childless by Choice. Mm. And you're looking at, even Japan right now. Japan, they've already surpassed the number of not having children where they'll probably just fade out as a nation.
Right.
Because you got to have like 2-point-something children per family to be able to sustain your
nation,
lineage or your, you know,
heritage.
Go to Japan, they're all Japanese in Japan,
yeah,
and they don't blend their culture. And so you're looking at, they just aren't having children anymore. They're not having children anymore.
It was so refreshing that the very next day, I believe, they had the March for Life.
Oh, yes.
And for the first time, very first time in our nation, you know, after 45 years, 44 years rather, of having this march, the vice president actually spoke. And
the Vice President of the United States,
Mike
after
Pence.
45 years. In 2010, I believe they had over 300,000 people in that march. We're going to be having that in a future program and showing that to you. But yeah,
that's Mike amazing.
Pence. But that's been his whole platform, you know.
Yeah.
From the day he began, you know, in seeking politics and office, and he didn't make it, was always about
life.
In you know, life.
Yeah. Life. And he says life is winning again.
Life is all
life
awesome.
Is winning. And the ACLJ just Jay Sekulow just released a correspondence letting people know that they're going to be raising support and information because they want to right now push to have Planned Parenthood defunded completely because American taxpayers to the tune of $500 million is going to fund abortions through Planned Parenthood. And this is coming out right now.
Yeah, in our previous program, we talked about how the Mexico City Act was defunded or funded, whatever, where President Obama's administration, they were sending our money to kill children all around the world. It wasn't just abortion in America. You got to say this. If your solution to peace is to kill me, I don't like that solution.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're killing somebody else's baby, that solves your problem. And I think the reports are the Clinton Initiative was a big part of seeing that these non-governmental organizations were funded by federal tax dollars to be able to kill the children in other nations. So it's not just our nation; it was around the world. Well, that stopped instantly with President Trump, and now we're looking at it come down. I think about David Dalyden.
Mm.
Man, I just admire that young man. He's like in his 20s, like 20,
yes.
28, 29.
Amazing.
We had you know his stuff on our program, and he just went in undercover and did the hard work into these abortion clinics, and allegedly recovered. We showed it on TV. We showed it on the VFN TV. Mm-hmm. We have it on the VFN Torch, or you can watch a previous on-demand program there, where they were literally taking and selling the baby body parts. They're selling them, and the Federal Express was giving. They were not, but they would get an ID number for that hand, that foot, that eye, that whatever, and they would FedEx it. So while you were sleeping at night, babies, arms, legs, hearts, organs were flying over your house at night, being delivered to universities in different places.
Yeah.
That's what David Dalyden, what's yes. this, Center for Medical Progress?
Yes, Center for Medical Progress.
Yeah.
Not only that, but we were promoting and helping to shed the light on this new movie that they were putting out on Kermit Gosnell. Well, that movie has come out.
Awesome.
I saw it. And it sheds light on the horrific things that were happening in Philadelphia in that abortion clinic that totally went undetected because of all this regulation. They never, ever were you know, searched.
It was terrible what he was doing.
It was just horrible in there.
It's
a woman died in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just completely horrible.
This next story comes with a strong word of caution. The details are gruesome. You won't want young children to watch.
I don't know where he went wrong.
He's somebody who had an uncanny ability to almost enchant people.
You have to be crazy in order to do these things to babies.
This case is almost unprecedented.
Last February, district attorneys, detectives, and other law enforcement agents served a search warrant on the medical office of Dr. Kermit Gosnell.
I was not prepared to see what I saw in that clinic.
Blood-stained walls, blood-stained beds.
This place was a pest hole. You wouldn't take your dog or your cat there.
We open up the cabinet and we see 5 jars of feet. This was different than any job we've ever handled.
I'm just so shocked at all the things that they're saying about him.
Kermit Gosnell remains a mystery.
He was happy. He always had a joke. Friendly, very kind, giving.
What happened to him that changed him from a legitimate doctor in West Philadelphia to the symbol of evil?
Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from
Kermit Gosnell. I very strongly believe in my innocence, and there are many people who believe that.
Over a period of 2 decades, government health and licensing officials were repeatedly confronted with evidence about Gosnell and repeatedly chose to do nothing.
They didn't subpoena people. They didn't subpoena records. They didn't ask to go into Gosnell's clinic.
They just let it fester and fester and fester, and people have died.
There was no reason they should not have been in that clinic shutting it down.
The story just doesn't make sense. People are coming to you for 40 years. How could you be this terrible person?
I went to him because as a child, I was taught doctors were people that you could trust. You can't even trust them anymore.
We've allowed a man to butcher babies, butcher women, and nobody did a damn thing about it.
George Bernard Shaw said that practical man changes to live within his society. Impractical man has the priority of changing society to meet its own needs. Therefore, progress can only be accomplished by impractical men.
Would you describe yourself as an impractical man?
No question. No question.
Well, you know, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was a racist. Mm. And anybody to support what she stands for, when you're, they're killing off a lot of people.
Yeah.
And if they're killing your people, or your people said, I don't want you to do that. Absolutely. We need to stop. And they're just somehow saying, and she was like, the choices that she was making was trying to rid, you know, the world of us or a different particular race. And yeah. I mean, she was just a racist, and she's the founder of it. That's what, that's Margaret Sanger. And she was given an award. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton was given that award, but that's done with. But you know, you're looking at, you know, just a tragedy. And it's one thing the Lord did say too, through, you know, Pastor Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence, was that, that God was going to deal, October, I believe, 2016, that Jezebel was coming down.
Yes.
Jezebel's coming down. You've heard it on our program. We played it over and over again because God showed it. You know, and if you ever heard the song from The Wizard of Oz that they sing when the witch is dead, and they actually, we got those lyrics for you on the VFN Torch. You can listen to it, but it's also about Ding Dong, the witch is dead. They're singing. But when you read those lyrics, it's like, yes. Man, somebody understood. And I understand, I think it's about communism and mm-hmm. about what was happening over in Germany and that's when it was originally written in the book, and it was kind of covertly talking about.
But the lyrics apply.
They apply. And God told me, what God, this is what the Lord, I would be in Texas right now, but God told me that that Jezebel's coming down and told me to stay, and thank God I did. It's so exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Life.